I had my first interview while I was still in school at National Laser Institute and had a job offer before I even flew back to Missouri.
Holy shit, you're a quick mover! Awesome!
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Welcome everybody to the National Laser Institute podcast. My name is Lewis Laser Guy, and today we are interviewing one of our graduate success stories, Sarah from Missouri. How you doing, Sarah?
Hi, doing well, wonderful.
I met you how many years ago in Dallas, Texas at the training course?
About 5 or 6 years ago at this point.
So you're still 21, right?
Oh, I wish.
I'm still 29, so we're just going to keep thinking those things, right?
Love it.
If I remember correctly, you came to class, you're an esthetician, but have you been in the working world doing facials and peels yet? Did you come out of aesthetic schools to laser school? I can't remember the progression.
So I graduated aesthetic school and was just working doing facials and kind of just regular spa kind of things.
Right.
And I came to NLI.
And how did you hear about National Laser?
Honestly, it was one of those things that whenever you were in aesthetic school, you just, when you graduate, you learn so much more about the furthered education and where all you can go within the beauty industry, and was just hearing about all these amazing different procedures and things that people were having done, and I just had to know more.
And what made you think you wanted to jump from facials and peels and microdermabrasion day-to-day, you know, like hotel aesthetic stuff to cosmetic technologies like lasers?
Well, first off, I am very loud. So the frou-frou spa quiet sanctuary wasn't necessarily worked with my lifestyle to be that. But it was just being hands-on all the time. And, you know, doing facials and seeing results is really cool, but doing something that shows you that instant gratification, not only for you, but your clients, is just amazing.
Right. Had you ever had like a laser treatment before you came to National Laser, like hair removal or anything?
So I had not. The furthest I had gone before coming to National Laser Institute was like a microneedling. So no lasers.
Very cool. So what was like when you were going through the course in National Laser in Dallas, what was the first treatment you actually experienced on yourself?
The IPL, I think, actually. I had my anterior chest and neck done, and it was definitely something that you learn the experience as you go. It was kind of that you don't know what to expect.
Did it hurt?
I mean, personal trainer side of me coming out, you can do anything for 30 seconds, right?
Yeah. No pain, no gain, right? Well, it doesn't hurt too bad. It's like a teeny little rubber band snapping. Okay, so I don't even know if you remember. It's 5, 6 years ago, but what do you remember about your 2-week experience at National Laser?
The teachers are the most amazing people that you could ever ask for to have behind your back the entire time that you're going through this. They are truly people that want every single person that walks in those doors to succeed and to build their life mission that they're after. And it's just an incredible feeling having that support behind you of just, you're not just a face to them. You are an individual that they want to get to know as well as they can while you're there.
Right. So
they can help you even after you leave.
Awesome. So it sounds like you had a good experience. Awesome.
100%.
On like a scale of 1 to 10, give me a number. How'd it shake out?
25.
I'll give you your 20 bucks later. Perfect. Okay. So you graduate from National Laser. You're getting out there. You know, you're ready to get out in the world, look for jobs. Tell me how it played out from National Laser to landing that first job.
So I actually got my first job before I even left National Laser Institute.
Wait, hold on. Stop the presses. Say that again.
I had my first interview while I was still in school at National Laser Institute and had a job offer before I even flew back to Missouri.
Holy shit, you're a quick mover. Awesome.
Yeah.
How did that go down?
It was so exciting. There was a dermatology office that was expanding their medical spa that had lasers, was looking for somebody that was wanting to build their own clientele and help with their clientele as well. And, you know, it was one of those things that when I saw it online, I was like, I can't possibly get this, but what's the worst they can tell me? No, I'm here. I'm going to do it. I'm sitting in a hotel room doing nothing else, putting my resume together and sending it in. And I got a phone call at 10 a.m. the next morning. They asked what time I got out of class and if I could do an over the phone interview. And about 2 hours before you actually handed me a rose for graduation, I got the call with the offer to say, come in for a personal interview. And they gave me the position that day.
I love that story. What a great story. You're going to be our poster child. I mean, I know people that get jobs fast. I've heard of people getting jobs in 3 days, 3 weeks, a month. But like during class, that's pretty cool. I like that. That's pretty good. It's like check, right?
Right. Exactly. Hey, you know what? If you don't go after what you want, you're never going to get it. So I just went after it a little early and was successful.
Love it. Love it. And how long did you play it out at that job before you evolved to different jobs?
So I stayed with my first med spa for about 2 years, and it was a very cool experience for me because not only was I doing, you know, the lasers that I absolutely loved, I was actually able to work pretty closely with a few of the doctors and learn even more about dermatology, even more about the skin, more in depth, and get to assist them with, you know, there are some procedures, every state is different, but there are some procedures that only the doctors can do and I can only assist in. So just getting to work under them on
very cool,
side of it too, was like putting the two things together that made the most sense.
And what was job number two? So you worked for the derm's office for 2 years and then what?
So job number two was actually, I moved to St. Louis where I live now. And to get here, it was just me really wanting to make a move. And so I actually kind of sadly said goodbye to lasers for about a year and got a job as just a medical assistant at a dermatology office.
Okay.
Very quickly realized how much that I missed what I had put my heart and soul into. So found a different dermatologist about a year later that had a laser in her office. Worked with her for about a year and a half and then found my home and where I abide now with an incredible laser tattoo removal company. When I first started with the company, they were Invisible Ink Tattoo Removers, and we have recently expanded, grown very much, and we are now Removery Tattoo Removal and Fading, and we are officially an international company.
So is this like are these corporate locations or these franchises?
Everything is corporate. We are all under one umbrella.
Oh, cool. How many locations do you guys have?
67, I want to say.
Wow, that's a lot. And are the owners like from this business or just kind of business people or?
So definitely a few of them are from just cosmetic world in general from one way or the other. And they're from Australia, absolutely amazing people. And the one thing that you can withstand anything from with a company is when you truly know that the people at the top of the totem pole care about the people at the bottom of the totem pole, and it shines every single day.
Awesome. Very cool. So now you're focusing on laser tattoo removal. You're making those ex-boyfriends and girlfriends' names go away, all those crazy things, right?
Yep. Every day.
For other people out there in this crazy world, let's say they're a career changer. Let's say somebody out there is working at Nordstrom's or Target or the stay-at-home mom, or maybe they're an esthetician or cosmetologist or fitness trainer, whatever they are. They're checking out this world of medical aesthetics, which is a billion-dollar industry. And what would be like your words of wisdom for people who are kind of thinking, should I dabble in this, step in this business or not? Pros and cons, you know?
Do it 100%. I had actually gone to a standard, you know, 4-year college. That's what I thought that I was expected to do. I wasn't happy. I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. And it wasn't until I left after 2 years of finishing my gen eds and being like, I don't know. Went and got my first facial and I was hooked. So like, I was like, this is what I want. This is what.
So you went to college for 2 years and then you bailed.
I did.
Interesting. I hear that a lot. I hear stories like that a lot of times.
I did.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I went to college for 4 years. My dad and mom was kind enough to spend $100,000 on my education. Okay. I was like a psychology major. And my first job was being a tennis teaching professional, making $400 a month in the crib. My dad was very happy he spent $100,000 on that.
Hey, you know what? You're probably in the best shape of your life at that point, though.
Exactly. All right, my dear. Well, nice catching up with you. I haven't talked to you forever. Great to hear that you're enjoying what you're doing. Let's definitely stay in touch on Facebook, Instagram, and all those wonderful places.
Awesome.
Have a good night.
Thanks. You too. Have a wonderful
week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.